Admit it, the search on your website stinks. How do I know this? Because the search on the vast majority of websites stink. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Getting the search facility right on your website is a hard nut to crack. It's so hard, in fact, that many fail to achieve it, and so users only turn to search if all else fails. Jared Spall suggests that users only use site search if the navigation and information architecture of your site fails. People will search only if they can't see the trigger words that they think will address their goal. That's because they are all too aware of the fact that most site searches are awful. To add insult to injury, Jared says that if a user is forced to use the search box, they fail to find what they're looking for 70% of the time. That is how bad site search is. Faced with such slamming criticism of search, you might be tempted to just remove it and give up entirely. And on some websites, that might actually be an option. Search can be more of a hindrance than a help, and the need for it may well be an indication that your site is poorly structured or has become overly bloated. That said, there are also valid reasons for keeping search, especially on larger sites. So if site search is a necessity, how do you go about improving it? Well, I recommend starting with three things: simplifying the design, improving the results, and monitoring your usage. So let's look at each of those in turn. The design of many sites, site searches is just horribly busy. Search results are packed together too closely and just show too much information, while advanced search tools and filters further confuse the user experience. Start by removing as much as possible from the interface. For example, just because Google shows the URL doesn't mean you have to. They show the URL because you need to know the source site that you're going to go to. In the case of site search, that's unnecessary because you know what site you're on. Also, remove relevancy indicators, file size, and other metadata. All the user really needs is a title, a link, and a description. The same is true for filtering and sorting options. Most users will never touch these, and so either remove them entirely or hide them under an advanced search option. This is particularly true when it comes to sorting. Why would a user want to sort results in any other way than the most relevant first? Finally, don't have separate options for different types of searches. I shouldn't have to select a radio button to tell you whether I want to search for people or offices or just do a general search. The system should be intelligent enough to know that from what I'm typing in. And that brings me nicely on to improving the results. There's this perception within many organisations that setting up site search consists of throwing some technology at the problem. Unfortunately, nothing could be further from the truth. Although technology is an important aspect of creating good results, it's far from the only one. The crucial factor to improving results is the weighting of content. As Jerry McGovern once wrote, "On its own, search technology will not help us find the right thing quickly. We need human expertise and human management." If you want your site search to work effectively, it's necessary to manually tweak those results to ensure the most relevant content comes up first. Now, you might be tempted to think that this can't be right. After all, Google is well known for the power of its algorithm. However, even Google use the human element to improve findability, and they're not alone in that. Twitter takes a similar approach. In short, technology is not enough. You need people improving your results as well. That means somebody needs to be responsible within your organization for monitoring and improving results on an ongoing basis. And ongoing monitoring, it's absolutely crucial. You need to look carefully at what people are searching on so you can improve the results. However, improving results isn't the only reason to monitor the results that are coming in from your site search. You also learn a lot about your users from doing this. Monitoring will tell you what terminology people use and what they want to know about. It's not uncommon for users to get zero results because they don't use the same terminology as the organization. On other occasions, they are searching for something the organization doesn't actually currently offer, but could easily introduce. There are so many ways that you can improve site search, and we can discuss that in the comments of this blog post. However, what I wanted to communicate in this post is the importance of ownership. Search so often slips between areas of responsibility. After all, it's not just a technology issue or a design issue or a content issue. Instead, it's all three. Who then is responsible for ensuring it's kept in peak performance, and who has the time to make that happen? So what are you going to do about it? It's all well and good reading this article, but what actions are you going to take? Who are you going to assign to the job of monitoring your search? And do you need some outside help to make sure you get your search up to speed? If that's the case, of course, you know where to come.